I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was confirmed today. I saw Dante Moore did indeed break his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that he gave a little, because they don't talk about injuries.
Ouchie.
But yeah, they said he did break his nose. And he said he was worried, but then they were yeah, no surgery, nothing.
He's going to be healthy. He'll be out there, but is like Sadiq back?
So
is Moore back?
They are so weird about injuries. It doesn't sound like any of them are season ending. It sounds like Sadiq and Harkey are more of a day to day. It is my understanding from at least whispers that I've heard that Moore is not a DeCorian Moore, not obviously Dante Moore, who's fine. Dude, no one sits out with a broken nose. He could have gone back into the game. DeCorian Moore is not season ending, but DeCorian Moore is probably not a week long injury. This may be one of those, he's not done for the year, but you may not see him again until playoff time. I think that's the one that maybe is a little more serious, but again, it's so hard to tell because no one will say anything. So you just kind of have to listen to whispers.
Is Oregon headed towards Sturtville?
I do not believe so. I don't think Minnesota is capable of beating them.
Sturtville.
But when you're talking about being down that many players at one position group, that is problematic. Harkey's not a big deal. Their O-line has depth and played really well against Iowa. I do think you have a good backup tight end. Anyways, you have massive depth at running back. You can lean on that run game. But I do think against better teams, let's be honest, if Iowa had any semblance of an offense, you would have been in some serious trouble. You need to get some bodies healthy on the outside, or at least have some of those guys kind of take a step forward. And maybe Evan Stewart comes back at some point, you know? So that's, if you're going to get ultimately where you want to go, you've got to have better receiver play.
That whole injury around mysteries has to go away, right? With betting and the prominence that it's at. And
well, there's injury reports, but
they're not accurate. That's what I'm saying, is the accuracy of these injury reports. Is this not going to change? We're talking about like possibly ending prop bets. We're trying to figure out a way to make this all above board for sports betting, yet this is allowed. I just never have understood that.
You're talking about for college football?
Yeah, specifically the mystifying answers. Well, you know, we'll let you know when there's an update, and then they don't have to on a player.
It's an interesting question. My answer to that would be, I think that if you are in the know, mm-hmm. And word spreads, I feel like people know who's playing and who, you know, like these coaches play coy.
Yeah.
But by Friday and certainly game day,
you know,
most people know who's in and who's out.
Yes.
And I think it's easier to keep it all a little more under wraps in an NFL environment. Now the NFL, they have to like that. That is a,
yeah.
They have to put guys on the injury. Who didn't somebody just get in trouble for that?
Bunch of people get.
Oh, it was the Ravens with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So the NFL, they don't mess around with it, and most teams do comply, even though they don't want to. In college, you're right. These coaches do. They're like, well, I don't know. But it's such a regional. There's so many people that know things that word gets out on who is playing and who isn't playing. I bet you if you talked to a Vegas odds maker, they would tell you it's not a problem for them.
Yeah, that they have a way of figuring these things out.
Yeah, they know. And people betting for a living know.
And I know people that are close to the program that for whatever reason, it's a very guarded secret. The people that are in the know, and if you poke around, you may not get the exact answer, but sometimes you kind of get more of a a wink or a nod or kind of one of those. And I think Vegas has enough of those insiders for major schools. But yes,
that would just be my answer to that. I don't know that that's true, but it seems like in college football, it's too leaky. Yes. People know what's up.
So that is, and I haven't heard anything necessarily on Gary Bryant Jr. It is my understanding that Sadiq and Harkey will be back sooner rather than later, maybe even Friday. DeCorian Moore, not season ending, but not. I wouldn't expect to see him over the next week or two. How about that?
How about that? How about that?
And I think
you
it's,
like that.
And I think at some point people are talking that Evan Stewart could come back at some point this year. I don't think he's just gone.
Can you imagine Evan Stewart, DeCorian Moore?
It would be a huge shot.
Kenyon Sadiq.
Yeah, if they all kind of came.
Jesus.
Yeah, if they came back at some point.
I do think, and this is probably another segment. Maybe we can have it tomorrow. But in Minnesota, it might not matter. Didn't matter against Iowa. But when you're playing two back, two tight end sets, you know, everybody's talking about your offense sucks. Well, they're kind of limited right now, you know, and then the weather as well.
Yeah.
So if you talk about games in better weather with a full complement of weapons, mm-hmm. I think the offense magically will look a lot better.
Sure. Let's go with the The nice part is that you have a steady stream of backs that you can just turn around and hand the ball off to. And
you can win in multiple ways. Yeah,
for all the crap that people talk about the offense against Iowa, they ran the ball for like 6.5-7 yards a carry against a heavy box team, like, and was one of, if not the best run defense in the country. I mean,
well, they're grinding it out, but let's not act like their offense is, you know, and I think they're also a little bit of a victim of their own success in that people think of Oregon as like this huge high-flying 50-point offense. Yeah. They're just not.
No, this team right now is built on defense and running the football.
But I think their offense could get better.
Yes.
They just need to get healthy, open some things up, and then maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe some sunshine for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. I will say you have a quarterback that when given time and is comfortable back there can make any throw. See the throw down the seam there to Benson.
No question.
That basically won them the game.
And so when Moore's out and Sadiq's out and it's sideways raining,
it's hard.
You can't make those. I mean, you got to be careful. So yeah. I think that, you know, the number is that the top they've played five top 50 defenses this year, mm-hmm. and they are averaging just 22 points a game.
It's not amazing.
That is not very Oregon-like, and that is that's where all eyes are, not necessarily on Friday, but that's where eyes are going to be, particularly against USC. You should be able to score against USC and against your Homer team. The Huskies.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.